This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We have very smart people going in, so I've instructed him go into education, go into military, go into other things as we go along. And they're finding massive amounts of fraud, abuse, waste, all of these things. So, but I will pick out a target, and I say go in. There could be areas that we won't, but I think everything's fertile. You know, we're a government. We have to be open.
And so, yes, this is a red alert moment when this entire country has to understand that our democracy is at risk. And for what? The billionaire takeover of government.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Great to have Hans back on the morning after Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know. Hans, did you have a dog in that fight yesterday?
Well, I have to admit, I was hoping that the Chiefs would give them a good fight, and unfortunately, that didn't happen. On the other hand, too, I have to say, the halftime show was the most boring, dumbest halftime show I can remember. Plus, the commercials were the dumbest, stupidest, most boring commercials I've ever seen during a Super Bowl.
I would agree with 100% of what you just said. I didn't see any real commercial that I thought was great, and I've already complained this morning loudly about the halftime show. They had Paul McCartney and Taylor Swift in the stadium. Either one of them would have done a better job.
That's right. And if they had just simply come out to the middle of the field with a microphone, yeah. No dancers, no nothing, and sang, it would have been better.
I agree with you completely. Hey, I played that bite off the top from President Trump describing what he's doing, looking into the Department of Education, the military, all this stuff. And then I played the soundbite from Senator Chris Murphy, who calls everything Donald Trump is doing a constitutional crisis. Could you please explain to the low information voter out there, Hans, why what Donald Trump is doing is completely constitutional?
I don't understand the senator at all. You know what is he complaining about? He's complaining about the fact that the president is trying to get transparency in government. And I'll give you a very specific example. You just had this Barack Obama judge in Manhattan issue an injunction against Musk and his folks taking a look at what Treasury is doing. What was it that they wanted Treasury to do? To require all outgoing government payments to include a comment and a categorization code so that people would know what the payment was for. That is a crisis in government. Oh, by the way, Musk also said that the Treasury Department ought to have a do not pay list of entities that are not supposed to receive government payments. You know, like terrorist groups, and having a do not pay list is a constitutional crisis. that it tells you that what's really going on is liberals, Democrats, don't want the public to find out what it is their government is doing.
Yes. No, I've been amazed by the reaction so far. The attack on the group of young men that apparently Elon Musk has hand-selected to root out some of this. Like, Hillary Clinton is afraid that a 19- or 20-year-old, who must be brilliant if Elon Musk selected them, might be going into Treasury and looking up people's tax records. I mean, what is she afraid of exactly?
Yeah, and there's no evidence of that whatsoever. You know, the other weird thing was that this judge issued an order that appointed to all political appointees of the president. How in the world does that judge think he has the right to interfere with the president's constitutional authority to put political appointees into all of these departments? This is an out-of-control federal judge. And like I said, why should we be surprised when he resides in Manhattan and was appointed by Barack Obama?
You know, my question would be, obviously, Trump's going to be dealing with all kinds of lawsuits. Anything he does, there will be pushback. But the conservatives did it with Biden, and that was a good thing in many cases. But I mean, unless there's an injunction that's actually been issued by a judge, I mean, when there's a lawsuit kind of pending legal, you know, issues, can they continue going on until a judge actually makes a decision? Or how does that all work?
Yeah, the government keeps operating until and unless some judge issued an injunction. And even then, they will appeal that injunction. Mm-hmm. Look, here's the other big problem with all of this. A federal judge like this guy in Manhattan, he's only a judge in the federal district that surrounds Manhattan.
Yes.
He doesn't have jurisdiction over the whole rest of the country. And yet, what did he do? He issued an injunction affecting where? The government in Washington, D.C., and he's a Manhattan judge. I mean, that tells you how far out of line these judges are and what they're doing, too. That is a real and growing problem in our judicial system.
Hans, I got about a minute and a half left here. I saw they dropped off the first group of detainees in Guantanamo. There have been legal challenges to that before here in the States, right? Do you expect the Democrats to attack that as well?
Yeah, well, just very recently, I mean, I think it was over the weekend, a judge in New Mexico actually issued an injunction there also. And he didn't even issue the injunction for folks who'd been picked up and taken there. He issued an injunction for three illegal Venezuelan, apparently criminals, who said they might be picked up. Again,
wow.
A nutty hearing order from a judge. By the way, who was it that first held illegal aliens at Guantanamo Bay? Bill Clinton.
Oh.
And nobody seemed to think that was a problem back when he did it.
That's true. That's very true. Thank you for pointing that out. I had forgotten all about that. Hans, have a great week.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow. Isn't that the worm turns there, huh? Bill Clinton was holding illegals at Guantanamo. Woo! Wow. I'm going to have to use that one. I'm sure there's a liberal somewhere that needs to hear that, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.